IT Machine Products.
Hey, is Kevin available?
Speaking.
Hey, good afternoon, Kevin. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Great.
Great, great. Hey, I just wanted to follow up. I had just received an application from you and wanted to see if you had a little bit of time to talk regarding that.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So what were you looking to do? Are you looking to bring on some equipment or bring on some capital or a little bit of both?
It's possible we would do some equipment, yes. Inspection type machinery.
Okay. And would this be new equipment or used equipment? Or?
Well, that's a good question. I'd like to do new on the machinery.
Okay. And, you know, what would something like that, a new piece of, what are you going to be inspecting?
Well, our gears.
Okay. And, you know, what would something like a new inspection machine set you back?
Oh, probably $200,000.
Okay. And then a used one, is that, I'm sure, considerably less?
Well, it's just hard to find a good used inspection machine like what we need.
Mm-hmm.
That's a difficult thing. That's just difficult.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Okay.
So
I haven't found any decent used ones.
Okay, so you are a machine shop, correct?
We're actually a gear manufacturer, yes. So we're a machine shop, but we're specialized into making gears.
Great. What do you gears for? Obviously, machinery. What kind of machinery do you do that for?
Oh, you know, some machinery, I guess, but industrial applications like blowers, winches, farm implements, oil. Those are our main industries.
How's business going? I know that you mentioned oil, and I know that they've been kind of taking a hit here in the past year. So, how's business going with you?
You know, it's running at it's not tremendous.
Yeah.
Not like it was. We're kind of running along at about a steady, even, what I would say, break-even type pace here the last, year or so.
Wow. Do you foresee, you know, anything happening as far as it picking up or getting worse, or is there any indicators?
I do. We're a little bit of our oil stuff is starting to pick up, and that's been a sector that's been basically down to zero almost.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of business owners in Texas around the oil fields, and they are at wit's end right now, basically, just no work happening. No work happening. Okay, so just had a couple quick questions for you, just qualifying questions. You know, our loans are both our working capital and equipment financing. They're typically based off of the sales from the year previous for your business. Would you happen to have a ballpark as what you did in sales?
I think I put that on the form.
It was like 1.3 or 1.6. Excellent, excellent. You know, based upon that, I know it's equipment, so it's a little different. I think that we could potentially, you know, free up the $200,000 to get you that equipment. Now, these loans are more like your typical car loan, 2 to 5 years in term, monthly payment. Typically, we don't require a down payment, but just a first month's payment, sometimes a last. And, you know, it's just a matter of seeing what would fit for you. Did you have a term in mind, or were you looking for a maximum term of 5 years for something along those lines?
I don't know that I would go five, maybe more like three.
Three, okay. 3 years. Alrighty. And then how long have you guys been... I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
I guess we could, depending on the amount, we could go five.
Okay.
We've been in business since 1979.
Holy cow, congratulations on that. That is that's amazing.
Well, any more it is, you're correct.
Unbelievable, congratulations. That's you might be the longest in business that I've spoken with anyone or doing this for several years now.
sure.
Congrats. Okay, so just a couple other quick qualifying questions for you. How would you rate your personal credit?
I think it's very good.
Okay, like well above the 700s?
In the 800s.
800s. Excellent, excellent. This will bode well for you with your time in business, personal credit, cash flow. You know, typically our rates start in the low single digits, right around 4.5%, and it's sounding like, you know, we may be able to get you something along those lines. Do you typically have a vendor that you normally work with when you're bringing on equipment?
We do. We have several people we buy machinery from. Yes.
Okay. And do you, offhand know what kind of rates that they typically offer you? Or is it a 0% or along those lines?
I have not bought any machinery and financed it through the companies recently, last several years. We've just done it all with bank financing.
Okay. It's a very simple process to see what we can make available. I already have your application. We just need to look at a couple more documents to see what we can make available or what kind of terms we could get you and what kind of rates. Just need to look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements just to verify cash flow for the business. And also the first two pages of the most recent tax return that would verify your sales for the year. And then if you had any quotes on the piece of equipment that you're looking at, those would be the items that we would require to see, what we can make available for you. But I can shoot you that out in an email if you like.
Okay.
And what would be the most efficient email address to get you this information?
K. Jackson.
Okay.
At advancedjiffymachine.com.
Advanced Jiffy Machine. .com. Yeah, I will put together an email for you with the list of that documentation. And I feel like I've been doing a bunch of talking here. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not necessarily. And one, one thing, the inspection machine was one piece, but
okay.
Some working capital and some money for some additional material purchases were, that's going to be part of what we would need some extra money for.
Sure. And was there a specific dollar amount in mind for the working capital portion?
Oh, I was thinking somewhere around $100,000.
Okay. And I just want to give you an explanation of our working capital as well. It's based on the sales of the business as well. Typically, we can free up about 8 to 12% of the sales from the year previous. There's three different payment options there. There's a daily, a weekly, and a monthly. Typically, first-time customers start out with a daily, but I have seen with excellent credit and cash flow, weekly and monthly programs as well, which sounds like you may fall into. The terms for these are typically 6 to 18 to 24 months in length, and I have seen 36 as well. So it's just a matter of seeing, and it sounds like that you'll be in our A-tier programs. It's just a matter of which program in our A-tier that we can fit you into.
Okay.
So, I can put together the documentation, the other documents we'll need, and as soon as I get those back, package everything for underwriting, and we can have feedback for you in 24 hours. If you like what we have to say, with regards to working capital, we can have those funds deposited in your account in another 48 to 72 hours. Obviously, with the larger equipment, there's a couple more steps involved, so it may take a little bit longer.
Sure. Got it.
So, does that sound like something that might be feasible for the business?
Yeah, we'll just, I'll look at the paperwork you send me, and we'll fill some out and see what might be available, and we'll go from there.
Sounds great, Kevin. I'm going to put that together for you right now, have it over to you in 10 minutes, and I will include my direct dial on there. So any questions, gathering information, or just any questions in general, you can always reach out to me. I am here to help.
Okay, very good.
All right, Kevin. Well, it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today. Would you like me to follow up with you tomorrow, give you a couple days to gather that information?
Oh, a couple days is fine.
Okay, so maybe reach back to you on Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'm going to get that over to you, and you have a wonderful afternoon. We'll talk a little later on in the week.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.